Gauza turned off the engine and grabbed a rapid fire before exiting the vehicle. The sand swirled around his hand-tooled leather boots as the man did a rec outside the LAV-25, checking the bodies of the slain. Most of the corps were obviously chilled, with limbs gone or steaming holes in their chests from an explosive 25mm shell. Resting the stock of his blaster on a hip, Gauza sneered at the sight. He was preparing to conquer the world, and a bunch of sand muties thought they could challenge him? The Phoebes deserved to die twice for such arrogance. Joining him on the churned sand, his wives proceeded to loot the bodies of the fallen, finding a few blasters and another Gren. Also, several bags of Jinkacha. Those they tossed away in disgust, and wiped their hands clean afterward, as if the addictive juice were rank sewage. Watching them work, Gauza was pleased. His wives knew their jobs well. He should have cut out the tongues of every slut in the ville and had an army of women. By the nuke storm, there was a good idea. A female army, with him the only stud. Chuckling at the notion, the Baron went to the front of the APC and inspected the gory streaks left behind from the corps leader. The bloody rags partially hid the scorch marks received from blasting out of Rock Point. Pity the ville no longer existed. He would have dearly loved to return and level the hellhole until rivers of blood flowed. But it wasn't to be. An explosion echoed from the nearby Predark city, and Gauza walked to the very edge of the cliff to look down upon the buildings. This would be his new home. Canned food for the rest of their lives, Predark liquor, machines, and more blasters than could be counted. An empire to challenge the Predark days. Nobody could stand before him then, not the traitor or Ryan. Now his death should be something special. Hawk had known many things, and the Baron learned the important tricks before killing the man. There was a way to torture a victim for weeks without blood loss, and keeping him or her conscious without even the sweet release of fainting. Eventually, the victim would go insane, but that was half the fun. A low moan came on the breeze, and Gauza spun with his blaster leveled.
One of them is faking. Find him. Let's get some answers.
Quickly, his wives searched the bodies, using knives to stab any corpse not blown to pieces. Then, one small body, drenched in blood and entrails, jerked at the touch of the blade, and the women descended in force, pinning the corps mutie and tying his hands across his back and looping a second rope around his neck. Any attempt to get loose would only cause the prisoner to strangle himself. Walking over to the masked being, Gauza kicked it hard in the belly, and the desert warrior doubled over, heaving for breath. The prisoner was small in height and build, certainly no older than a teenager. Not that it mattered for very long. Alar had died much too soon. This mutie wouldn't share his good luck. Pulling a stiletto from his boots, Gauza turned the blade about in the bright sunlight, the needle tip gleaming evilly. The sand mutie jerked his head forward to stare at Gauza with blazing violet eyes. Cold fear filled Gaza's belly for a moment, but nothing happened.
Can't send mind monsters alone, eh? Trapped, alone, and helpless. But you have spirit. I respect that. Tell me about the underground city, and your death will be swift and painless.
The prisoner continued to stare at the sand and said nothing. Furiously, Gauza backhanded the being across the face, sending him sprawling. As the captive tried to rise, the ropes tightened and started choking him to death. Moving quickly, Allison and Kathleen grabbed the prisoner and hauled him upright, where he gasped for breath, wheezing from the effort.
Is there any way down to the city?
After a long pause, the corps soldier shook his head.
Still stubborn. You must be kin to your baron.
The masked being remained mute, tilting his head slightly, but the violet eyes were full of confusion.
The child of your leader, Alar.
Dumbly, the captive nodded, and the front bandages became damp below the strange eyes. Tears? Gauza was shocked at that. Nothing on earth cried, but norms. The Baron yanked off his sunglasses.
Remove the bandages. I want to see his face.
The captive fought hard, but Allison got him in a hammerlock and pinned helpless as the others roughly used knives to cut away the layers of bandages, uncaring of any damage inflicted. Victoria lay dead in the APC from the spears of the savages, and the other wives no longer considered the captive a living being. It was merely a thing, to be handled in any manner their husband decreed. A small nose came first, then ears and full lips, then oval eyes of deep violet, and finally, long blonde hair the color of the moon. Gaza was delighted at the sight of the female. All the better for revenge. Reaching down, he rubbed her chest and felt the presence of breasts, large and soft. The Baron felt his lust immediately rise.
All of it. Strip her to the skin.
The girl struggled, but the women had assisted in such things before, and soon the captive was stark naked before the Baron, cringing in shame as she tried to hide herself with one arm across her full breasts, the other between her legs. Her skin was bluish in color, and the man thought she might be a mutie after all, but then he realized it was just from the total lack of sun ever reaching her flesh for a lifetime.
Magnificent. And human in every way.
Please!
Gaza spun at that to see the girl shivering. Ah, she was freezing in the desert heat. Her body was unable to handle the lack of bandages.
What's your name?
Dinal.
Dinal. Such a pretty name.
The Baron ran a hand through her blonde hair, then grabbed a fistful and forced her to face him directly. Her eyes were beautiful and filled with sorrow. It was a devastating combination, and her fate was sealed on the spot.
You belong to me now, girl. Understand?
Fighting back more tears, she nodded, prepared to try to die with honor as a warrior of the Corps. Releasing her hair, Gaza slapped her face hard, then cupped both breasts, the delicious weight filling his palms and sending warmth to his groin.
Prepare, my new bride.
Gaza released the teenager and started to remove his own clothing.
I can think of no better place for a honeymoon than the field where her race died. We'll talk tomorrow about how to reach the city below.
Dinal tried to get away as the women converged on her with ropes, but soon she was bound helpless. Then she started to scream when they brought out pliers and a straight razor, the wives of the Baron grinning to display their lack of tongues.